Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is by Matzias Samachpe, is by Matzias 62, and today's Daf Yomi is dedicated to a Yeshua for Am Yisrael, a Shemira for the Chayalim, a Tzala for the Shvuyim. Today's Daf Yomi asks the question, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the pasuk from the Torah, the verse from the Torah that says that you're not allowed to charge your brother interest, v'chay achicha imach, your brother is supposed to live with you. So, in this context, Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva teaches us that this pasuk is to tell us that if you're with your brother in the wilderness, if you're with a fellow Jew and you only have enough water for one of you to survive and not the other one, Rabbi Akiva says you're not required to share your water if it means that you're going to die, because it means your brother should live with you. But that means l'chay achicha imach, that your life comes before the life of your friend. So the story is told about the Ponovitch Rebbe that one time, it says that one time during the days of the Holocaust, when there was a boatload of orphans, right after the Holocaust, they came to Bnei Brak, and the Ponovitch Rebbe was trying to get everybody to donate pillows so that the orphans could have something to sleep on. But everybody was poor in those days. They didn't have anything themselves. So the Ponovitch Rebbe said, why does it say, v'chay achicha imach, that your life comes first? But on the other hand, we have a contradictory verse. And the contradictory verse is that if you have a Hebrew slave, that you have to give him your pillow before you take it yourself. But how do we jive that with the fact that your life comes before the life of somebody else? So he says, because if you see a fellow person who's an orphan, who's in need, and he doesn't have a pillow, of course you're supposed to give him your pillow, because you're not going to be able to sleep if you don't give him your pillow. That's what it means. That's why you have to give him your pillow, because you don't have a pillow. You can't sleep. You're not doing it for him. You're doing it for yourself. How can you have a sleep when you know that there's an orphan out there who doesn't have anything to rest their head on?